This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Bob Schusen in for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. And the guys covering the morning show, because I know most of you have probably heard by now, but want to be the next to send my condolences out to Keyshawn Johnson and his entire family. He lost his oldest daughter. And as a result, there's obviously been some personal time that Keyshawn and his family could be taking away from life right now. So Bart and Alan Hahn, both good enough to fill in on the morning show on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin as that group goes through an unimaginably hard time right now. So all of my thoughts, prayers, and good wishes, every good vibe I can send to Keyshawn Johnson, sending his way right now. Again, Bob Schusen in for the guys on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We will get back to the telephones at 888-SAY-ESPN in just one moment, but been talking a lot of football, and who better to talk football with than Ryan Clark? I missed doing these shows for such a long time. He joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. There's a little bit of a delay, Ryan. You're a TV pro. I know you can handle it. Don't let it throw you, but it is good to talk to you again, because I missed, I was filling in for Stephen A. all those times. I missed, the opportunity to go back and forth with you about all the craziness in the NFL right now. So thanks for spending some time. I appreciate it.
Nah, man, thank you for having me, man. Excited to work with you again. I mean, it doesn't matter the platform, man. We'll get it done.
Absolutely. All right, so you are a Chicago Bears fan. You wake up this morning, you hear everything that just happened and how Andy Dalton ended up as the quarterback at the finish line, and you are thinking what?
I'm going to go pull out my old Super Bowl Shuffle VHS. I'm going to go watch the refrigerator Perry score a touchdown from the one-yard line against the New England Patriots, because that'll be the closest I get to a Super Bowl, at least this year. So let's go ahead on and pack it in. Let's start looking at the quarterback for next season, because that's where you are. Obviously, you wanted to make a push, Matt Stafford, Deshaun Watson. Obviously, you made that push at Russell Wilson. The Seattle Seahawks weren't budging. And I'm not here to say that Andy Dalton isn't a fine NFL quarterback, but he's not a championship NFL quarterback. We've seen that for over a decade. You saw that last year in Dallas as well, and it'll be more of the same in Chicago. You'll stay afloat, but you won't excel.
On the flip side, do you feel the same, different, similar, completely the opposite if you're a Washington football team fan and you wake up and realize, all right, I got Ryan Fitzpatrick now as my starting quarterback? What do you make of that?
You feel different, right? Because I think your goals are different. If you're the Chicago Bears, you felt like you've missed out on championship opportunities with the defenses that you've had there. You don't feel the same way in Washington. In Washington, you're a team that's trying to get incrementally better at the position, and at least you did that. Now, of course, if you thought you could have gotten any of those other big names, the Staffords, the Watsons, or the Wilson, you feel differently. But I think you understand that you have an upgrade. You have a quarterback who competes no matter what team he plays for, and you understand you're working with an elite defensive front line. And so those things are positive. You feel like in your division as well, you will have a chance to compete, because let's be pretty frank, you're actually in a better quarterback position than two of those teams, and the other team is the Dallas Cowboys. So you at least feel good about what your season can look like and your chances of making the playoffs. So you feel slightly different.
Yeah, you're right. It's really interesting. I would say that, because I started off the show talking about how all of these different stories are kind of intersecting, and because the Jets have Sam Darnold and the number two pick in a draft that has quarterbacks in it, they may be able to offer the most for Deshaun Watson. They may keep Sam and mortgage the second pick. They may use the second pick on a quarterback. So they can change the quarterback narrative in like three different ways, depending on what they choose to do or what their options are. So let me ask you this about Sam. What do you feel about Sam Darnold? What do you think his trade value is? Do you think there's any merit in the idea that the Jets keep him as their starting quarterback and use that pick and trade it, something along those lines?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any merit to that if you believe that one of these top four guys is a franchise quarterback, is a guy that you can start, if you're new head coach Robert Saleh, that you can start your tenure with. And starting your tenure over with a new quarterback kind of gives you a little time, right? The time to grow, time to be successful, time to see him mature. And I think that's what you want to do if you believe in a Zach Wilson or a Justin Fields that much because we're assuming that Trevor Lawrence will be the first pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so if you can do all of those things, then I think you move on from Sam Darnold. The problem is I don't know what his trade value is. You know, I think in order to get one of these big dogs, one of these huge quarterbacks, or Deshaun Watson in particular, it's going to have to be with a Sam Darnold, and now you can have a Tyrod Taylor, Sam Darnold quarterback room in Houston, incorporate the second pick and then other picks, because we obviously know what type of value a guy like Deshaun Watson is going to have. And so you can move around that way. But isn't it strange, Bob, to be able to say that the New York Jets are the gatekeepers to the quarterback position in 2021? Because they really are. What they
really
decide
are.
To do.
You're really, you're 100%, they really
with,
are.
You know, and so what they decide to do will shake up the quarterback position in some sort of way. We just have to wait on them to make their moves.
All right, so now bring Deshaun Watson into it. So if you're telling me you're not going to trade, you're going to trade Sam Darnold, are you then thinking the best option is, as you said, one of those young quarterbacks at number two? Or are you still sitting there kind of laying in the weeds thinking that second pick in the draft, in a quarterback-heavy draft, might be the crown jewel to a trade that brings you Deshaun Watson, if ultimately you think Houston's going to come to their senses and say, you know what, the best worst-case scenario we've got is to trade him? Because the worst worst-case scenario we've got is he calls our bluff, he sits out a year, and we get nothing for him.
Absolutely. You know, you're kind of playing chicken or Russian roulette if you're the Houston Texans, and you don't want to play this game past the draft once the draft picks are gone, once the quarterbacks have started to settle within their spots, because now you're left with nothing and you're playing with Tyrod Taylor, with one of the top quarterbacks sitting at home. And so, you know, I think if you're the Houston Texans, you stop being delusional. And if you're the New York Jets, you understand that I don't care what quarterback is coming out in the draft, he isn't Deshaun Watson. For all the talk of Trevor Lawrence and what he was at Clemson, he wasn't better than Deshaun Watson at Clemson to me. He wasn't a more dominant player in dominant opportunities than Deshaun Watson, and he certainly wasn't what Deshaun Watson was even on a 4-12 team last year in Houston. And so if you can make that happen, if you feel like there's a way to not mortgage your team's entire future and get Deshaun Watson, that's something I think you do right up until the last bell rings. And if you can't do that, I think you move on to plan B, whatever that is.
Bob Schusen talking football with Ryan Clark on Bart and Hahn here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All right, keeping it in the same division, I want to know what your impressions are of what the Patriots have done in free agency. I mean, they have rung that cash register. They've made it rain. As you said, they've just thrown, you called them, I think I told you on Get Up talking about Dollar Bill, just throwing money in piles out the window. At the same time, there are some that think, I know Lewis Riddick said, that this is the textbook way that you play free agency. But history tells us if you spend all this money in March, it usually doesn't create success in September, October, and November. I certainly know that as somebody that follows the Jets. Jets have spent piles of money and gotten not much, if anything, on their return for that. So what's your take on the Patriots?
I think the Patriots' take is a little different because they're not big dog chasing. You know, a lot of times that's when we saw, you know, the Albert Haynesworth signing or, you know, the Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis trades, things like that in Washington. And they would always win the offseason and we'd be expecting these things to show up. And they kind of never did. That's not what we're seeing here. What we're seeing here, it seems to me, was a strategic placement of funds on guys you thought could build an entire roster. They understand they're not one great free agent away from anything, from winning the AFC East, from being competitive in the AFC as a whole. But they do understand they have to improve this roster in some way. And so improving the roster means, you know, getting a number two, getting a number three receiver, getting back to being able to run 12 personnel, which means one back, two tight ends, now that you have Hunter and Smith. Hunter, Henry, and Smith. And so when you think about some of these things that they've done, they've made good moves. You now add Judon. You expect Highsmith and Chung to be back. Now you have Jalen Mills, who's a versatile back end piece, not necessarily a star. So I don't hate any of these moves. I just think what ends up happening is you're a 7-9 team, and when you're the New England Patriots, that feels like the sky has fallen, because it has. Because for the last 20 years, you've been totally dominant. And so I think he's understanding that Bill Belichick, the GM that has drafted the last few years has been extremely terrible, and now he's trying to kind of right some of those wrongs.
Yeah, there's no question. You're 100% right. He is throwing money at a roster problem that their draft has not helped them with. They also have not solved the post-Tom Brady quarterback problem yet, unless you think Cam Newton still has gas in the tank that he didn't show last year. Are you a Cam Newton guy, or do you think Bill Belichick is going to be maybe trading up into like the Mac Jones area of the draft to see if he can try and get a young quarterback to build around?
Yeah, you see, so here's the crazy thing. I'm a Cam Newton guy. I'm just not this Cam Newton guy, if that makes any sense to you.
I think I understand what you're saying.
You got it? Yeah, so historically, I'm a Cam Newton guy. 2021, I'm not a Cam Newton guy. When you watch some of the things toward last season, obviously he tested positive for COVID at one point. We still don't know what effects those have on players. But when you look at toward the end of the season, he couldn't complete routine passes, whether Jerry Rice was out there or Jacoby Myers. And so he has to be better. I think getting some other players, finding a guy like Aguilar, who was big in Las Vegas last year, Kendrick Bourne, who's been a good third, fourth receiver in San Francisco, obviously the tight ends inside the numbers, gives him a little bit more of that Lamar Jackson plus package that he can use in between the numbers with slot receivers and tight ends. So I think that helps Cam Newton. I don't think Cam Newton can take a team to the Super Bowl. And so with that, it could still be a situation to where you have Cam Newton, and if you can move up into the Mac Jones area because you like him that much, only because you like him that much, then that's a draft you take. And it's not necessarily a competition. It's a Cam Newton hold this spot until Mac is ready. And if Mac is ready week one, Cam Newton, you're the backup. The other thing about that that's probably difficult is you probably got to run two different offenses. You know, even though Mac Jones has come from the college shotgun type offense. And so it just all depends on what Bill Belichick is looking at 2021 as. And if I'm Bill Belichick, or if I think I know him well enough, it's to always compete at the highest level, which is what we've seen with these moves in free agency.
One last one for you then. Are you a Jameis Winston guy?
I was a Jameis Winston guy early, and I'm swinging to be a Jameis Winston guy now because I'm a Sean Payton guy. Because I believe that Sean Payton can do miraculous things with game planning, understanding, and coaching. Jameis Winston, to me, never becomes a 35 touchdown, 8 interception guy. That's not who he is. I think you'll stay in the, you know, the 10 to 15 area, much like we used to do with Ben Roethlisberger. But I think he can make plays. I think he does make your team more explosive. And so I believe if the Saints can add some more pieces offensively, obviously you lose Cook, you lose Emmanuel Sanders, but you have Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. If you add another piece to that, I think Jameis Winston could be an answer to an explosiveness question or problem the New Orleans Saints offense has had these last few years with Drew Brees.
Yeah, it's amazing how many different quarterback scenarios they are in the NFL right now, and how with all of them, very few fan bases are happy. Like, they're not happy in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're real happy about the long-term prospects in Washington. I don't think they're happy Drew Brees is leaving down in New Orleans. I know they're not happy in Houston. Jet fans are trying to figure out what's going to make them happy, right? I mean, I've never seen so much quarterback movement where you would think teams getting new quarterbacks would be all excited about the. Nobody's happy. Nobody really, I think, is wrapping their, unless somebody gets Deshaun Watson, that fan base is going to be happy. Everybody else is going to be angry.
That's kind of what it is. I think Indy is probably a little excited about Carson Wentz. I think that brings a little excitement because you think 2017, late 2019, Carson Wentz, and you have something in Indianapolis. But obviously what happened was it's not that they hate the quarterbacks they've gotten. It's that the quarterbacks that have been teased are so good. The fact that Watson or Wilson would be willing to move and they haven't moved to your team, then you're upset. I think if you're the Rams, you feel pretty good about getting Matthew Stafford. But if you're not getting the Wilson-Watson combination and you think they can move, you're absolutely disappointed. You know, it's like thinking you're going to get the top-of-the-line Lamborghini, you know, and you end up getting an Accord. An Accord is a very nice car. It's just not a Lamborghini.
Is that the way you and Marcus Spears look at working with your quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, on Get Up and on all the studio shows, kind of a parallel?
We love Dan, man. We love Dan. I mean, he's no Hasselbeck, but at least he's an Orlovsky.
That is pretty. He's my football partner on Saturdays. He's the absolute best. And you guys are all great together. I just, you know, I can't get enough of watching you guys in the morning. And then in the afternoon, if you stop by and you bust us hump there as well, it's the best. Brian, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Have a great one.
That's Ryan Clark joining us on the Goodyear Hotline and also giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We do have some open lines at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And by the way, if there were a bracket of my favorite sports traditions, filling out a bracket would be the champion of that bracket. I love taking on my friends, and the best place to do it, the ESPN Tournament Challenge. You can beat all of them, and you can try to beat millions of others, because right now there are millions of folks signing up for the ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. This year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus. Use Bracket Predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com. And I can, you know, look, I'm a college basketball guy. I call the Big 12 and a decent amount of time in the Big 10 and the ACC during the year, even the SEC a bit with Dick Vitale. So I've got some thoughts on some teams that you might want to keep your eye on in the NCAA tournament. So I can get to that a little bit later on. But right now we're going to get some telephone calls and squeeze in as many between now and the top of the next hour as we possibly can. Bob Wischusen in for Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. ESPN.com, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well, and on your smart speaker. Let's get to Mick in Pennsylvania, who has been patient and joins us next here on ESPN Radio. Bob in for the guys. What's up, Mick?
Yo, what's up, Bob? Got to say, the best
I'm
in
sorry,
the business,
is that
man.
George?
You need your own time
that,
spot.
I appreciate it.
What's up with the Patriots? What do we got to do? What do we got to draft?
Well, I mean, right now, I would think that your priority would be trying to figure out long-term at quarterback, right? Like, is there a, you know, that's why I think you hear the rumors that they might try and package something up to go up and be a player for Deshaun Watson. I've heard Mac Jones' name mentioned, at least in the area that they think they could realistically get to in the draft. Like, you got to think Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, maybe even Trey Lance might be off the board at that point. It sounds like all of those quarterbacks, when you throw Trevor Lawrence in, are certainly going to be gone in the top 10. They might all be gone in the top 7. Do the Patriots have the ammunition to get up that far to go get one of those guys? I'm really interested to see long-term, and thanks for the call, what all of the signings the Patriots have made turns into the tea leaves we read for the future of Bill Belichick. You know, think about it. Normally, the last thing Bill Belichick is going to do is take a substandard roster and throw piles of money at it in free agency. In the 20-plus years that he's been in New England, he has never, ever, ever done this. Now, he's never been a below 500 coach. He's also never been without Tom Brady. So I get the circumstances are different than anything he's ever had to deal with before. But to me, if I'm reading the tea leaves and I'm projecting forward, what this shows me is I think Bill Belichick thinks he's got 2 or 3 years left and then that's it. I think when you are in roster rebuild and you're going to build it through the draft and you're going to do it kind of the slow, steady, right way that's going to give you long-term sustained success, you don't do this. Like a coach that thinks he's going to be there for a while, I think is a coach that's thinking, all right, we made some whiffs in the draft, but let's try and rebuild it the right way. We'll get a young quarterback. We'll try and figure out, you know, a couple of years from now how we can put this roster back to a point that we can win again and again and again. A coach that sees a finish line, a coach that sees a time limit, an expiration date on his career. And look, he's approaching 70 years old, and he's been doing this. And if he did it for 2 or 3 more years, it'd be a quarter of a century. That's like being Don Shula all over again. Nobody in the NFL coaches at one spot for more than about 10 years. He will coach for more than twice that in New England. So maybe he's going to get to the point where I've just had enough and I'm never going to get another Tom Brady. And I get that. So why am I going to keep on trying to replicate what I had with Tom Brady if that's never going to happen again? What's my best chance to take one more swing at it before I decide to ride off into the sunset with my 6 Super Bowls? let's take piles of money and throw it at a bunch of free agents and see if I can wave my magic wand over all of these guys and make an immediate winner happen before I leave. So that was my first thought. Not that, you know, Bill Belichick is thinking I'm going to restock my roster with a bunch of young guys in free agency and see if I can now be here for another bunch of years. No. My thought was, when you throw money around like this in free agency, you are also setting yourself up, even with the increase we think's coming with these TV contracts, for some salary cap hell potentially 2, 3, 4 years down the road. I think this is Bill Belichick sending the message that this might be it. I'm going to throw a bunch of money at guys. I'm going to see what I can do in the meantime. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go back to the phones at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The tournament is finally here. The brackets have been set. The teams are ready to hit the court, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy, is celebrating with their largest free college basketball survivor pool ever. How large? $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. And if that's not enough, you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool. Get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. Easy to play. Pick a team per day. If they win, you survive in advance. Last person standing, that's the winner. Remember, you can only pick a team once for the entire tournament, so choose wisely. DraftKings is a safe and secure app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Get in on all of this week's action. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter the code BART, B-A-R-T, during your sign-up, and enter to win the free $1 million survivor pool. Again, the code BART, you can enter the DraftKings free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Bob Wischusen in for Bart and Han on ESPN Radio. Coming right back.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, your smart speaker. Bob Wischusen in for the guys. Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline and ESPN Radio. Overall, presented by Progressive Insurance, as I said. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800. Progressive. We'll get back to the phones. We said we got some calls holding on at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, but it is time for Audiophile. All right, we are going around the quarterback carousel today, and Mike Tannenbaum had this to say about the prospect of the Jets move on from Sam Darnold, not only drafting a quarterback, but making that quarterback pick with number two be Zach Wilson.
I don't think this is over because Pete Carroll or John Schneider Greeny could have come out and said, hey, of course Russell Wilson's our quarterback, and move on. So I don't think it's over. But with that said, as we've discussed before, I just don't see Seattle taking a $39 million cap charge this year. I think the end is near, but I think the end is next season.
Well, I think we got the wrong one there. But that is, I think, an interesting take for Mike Tannenbaum on Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson, though, leaves Seattle, that, to me, is the dumbest divorce that I've ever heard of. If a team is saying that Russell Wilson, they still want him as their quarterback, Russell Wilson, maybe his agent is throwing out the teams that he would agree to be traded to, but he's saying, my preference would be to stay here, then what are we talking about? This is not Deshaun Watson. This is not Deshaun Watson sitting there saying, I am not playing for your organization again no matter what. Figure it out. Like, bury the hatchet, have whatever sit down you have to have. But if Russell Wilson ends his career with a lot of gas in the tank somewhere else, then there are, you know, there aren't too many people to blame, because that divorce should never, ever happen. Let's listen to what David Pollack had to say when he compared, I think, Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers, if we're talking NFL draft.
You see Aaron Rodgers, and I know that sounds crazy when you hear that, but he completed 62% of passes downfield, best ever since ESPN's recorded that stat. He drops the ball in the bucket, off platform, sidearm angle, but he elevated everybody around him at BYU. He wasn't Justin Fields playing with all these freak show wide receivers and one of the best play callers in football. He could make everything look good, and the way he threw the deep ball and dropped some of those passes, and you just go, that dude's special, like Aaron Rodgers.
I think what David Pollack said there has a hidden line in it that's important. Because if there's a knock on Zach Wilson, what you've heard is BYU played this kind of hodgepodge, buttersoft schedule. Who is he doing this against? I think the counter to that is, who is he doing this with? Right? Like, I mean, he's not throwing to, you know, Jalen and Devontae. He's not throwing to Smith and Waddle. He's not throwing to NFL wide receivers. He is putting these numbers up. At BYU, I have not taken a real close look at their wide receiver core, but I have a hard time. I haven't heard any BYU receivers mentioned at the top of the draft. So, whereas, yes, he has, you know, done what he's done and had the college resume that he has against maybe lesser competition, he is also putting up pinball machine numbers to non-NFL wide receivers in college. That probably should factor into it as well. Let's listen to what Adam Schefter had to say about, if you want to be one of these teams to move up in the draft and go get a quarterback, you better move all the way up to the top six.
There will be four quarterbacks gone in the first six or seven picks of this draft, maybe earlier. Take that to the bank.
I agree. I think he's right. I mean, I think that once everyone gets a really good hard look at Trey Lance, I think that even though there's zero resume from this past year, you're going to fall in love with the measurables. You're going to fall in love with the talent. And if you don't have a quarterback, you're going to reach, even if you think he's a bit of a reach, you're going to go get him. And I think, you know, obviously Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence is a no-brainer as the number one pick. I think he's right. I think four of those guys are certainly going to go in the top seven, if not the top six. And the very interesting thing as we approach draft day is going to be who's going to make those picks. Because I think once we get past Jacksonville doing what we all know they're going to do at number one, anybody could fall between two and seven based on trades and decisions made by the teams that also have those picks. Because it's crazy that the Jets and Dolphins are both up towards the top of this draft and both theoretically have a quarterback option on their roster. That's not normally the case. Usually when you've got a bad team that's got a high draft choice in a quarterback-heavy draft, it's a no-brainer. They need a quarterback. That's why they're bad. Well, the Jets may not need a quarterback. The Dolphins may not need a quarterback. And would they try and mortgage those picks and move down to add more? Be a fascinating draft, and there could be a lot that could happen between now and then. So that is audio files, and you know, I might as well squeeze in. I think we do have the right Mike Tannenbaum cut teed up right now on what he did have to say on the Jets and the possibility of them using the number two pick on Zach Wilson.
100%. And if we had Sean McDermott on right now, Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, he would say, I'd much rather defend Sam Darnold than Zach Wilson. And the reason we know that is, he picked a guy in Josh Allen who's big, strong, and athletic, who's really difficult to defend outside the pocket. And Greeny, I've been really lucky. I've worked for guys like Parcells and Belichick, Mangini, Rex. And defensive coaches acquire offensive players they struggle defending. And when Sean McDermott traded up to get Josh Allen, that was his way of saying, hey, it's hard to defend these guys. Bill Belichick, Cam Newton. What's the one thing that Tom Brady couldn't do? He couldn't move. And hopefully, you know, Cam Newton continues to improve and get back to that. But the point is, defensive coaches struggle defending mobile quarterbacks. And that's what Zach Wilson can do.
And Zach Wilson is going to be a tantalizing guy that's going to be discussed. Now, the Jets, I do know, have not made up their minds yet. Okay, this is not a done deal. They have not had the physicals. the Zoom meetings, pardon me, whatever the combine or lack thereof is going to be, the pro days, those things haven't happened yet, right? They're just happening now. Trevor Lawrence had his pro day much earlier than most of these guys have their pro days because he knew he had to have shoulder surgery. So he got it out of the way and then went under the knife. These other guys that don't need surgery, they are now in pro day season. So they're not making any decisions until they accumulate all of the information. And there's still information out there to accumulate. But the more you start to read the tea leaves about where this could go, the more you start to think that resetting the financial clock at quarterback and using the second pick on a quarterback might be the way that they go. Let's squeeze in Joe in Jersey, who joins us next here on ESPN Radio. Bob Schusen in for Barton Hahn. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob. What are you doing, buddy? First and foremost, big fan of yours. To me, you are the voice of the Jets, like Gary Cohen's the voice of the Mets. You know, I hear your voice. I've thousands of games over the years. I've been in my car and listening to you through the games. A couple cool points, Bob, if I may, about the Jets. I'm looking, to me, I've seen enough of Darnold. I think I don't want to hear about, you know, he didn't have the weapons. And when he did have guys, when he did have a healthy Mims and he had Perryman and he had Crowder, he still made the bad throw. He always has the thing where he looks good and he makes that bad decision. I've seen enough of him. It's time to move on. Zach Wilson, I've heard enough. I've seen enough tape. I've watched. I hear a lot of good things about him. That's the guy I want. Quick thing about Douglas. Look, I was hoping to be a little more aggressive here. We have all this money under the cap. We see what the Patriots are doing. I'm not looking. Look, 11 years, Bob, I've waited for the playoff. That's a long time. I'm getting impatient. And I think I speak for all Jet fans. 11 years is too long. I'm not looking for another 3 to 4 year turnaround. You know what? There's guys out there that I don't know what to wait for, Bob. Yeah, they got Lawson and they got Davis, but that's it. I mean, they need centers. Three centers have gone off the board. They need DB help. They need offensive line help. How about a tight end? The Patriots took the two best tight ends out there. We need a tight end. Herndon can't catch a cold. We need a real tight end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're Joe, here's the thing. You're thinking too much through a free agency lens and not enough through a draft lens. The Jet roster is going to look monumentally different after the draft because they're either going to use that number two pick on Zach Wilson or they're going to package some picks and bring in Deshaun Watson or they're going to trade that second pick down, add even more picks, and add even more players. Joe Douglas is a draft guy. He is not a free agency guy. He's going to, if you look at the free agents he signed a couple of young, higher ceiling players that are middle of the road cost, you would think, for what the position that they play should warrant. Like Judon got, A money from the Patriots. They got Carl Lawson for what you consider to be B money from the Bengals. I don't know where these other free agent contracts are going to go for the wide receivers. But I do know that Davis's contract puts him somewhere between, 18th and 22nd or something in terms of highest-priced wide receivers. So he's not breaking the bank for these guys. That's not what he's going to do. And I think he's right to not do that, to be honest with you. I agree with you that I'm impatient, too. I get it. But, there's a lot to be said for him getting a 6-year contract and understanding what was out in front of him. And I think he did understand what was out in front of him. This is only year two, remember, for Joe Douglas. This is his first true free agency class and only his second draft. So asking a Jet fan to be patient, I get it. You don't want to hear that word, but you may have no choice because this general manager really is just getting started. 888-729-3776. We'll come back. We'll get as many calls in between now and Max Kellerman show at the top of the hour as we can. Also, a message for Knicks fans. If you're a Knicks fan, just have a little thought to maybe to temper what you're going through right now. That's next. Bob Schusen in for Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
It's tournament time. That means it's the Wendy's Wooden Watch. They have announced the final ballot. Head to ESPN.com and search Wooden Watch for a list of the Wooden Award late season top 15 nominees. To me, it's Luka Garza and everybody else. I think there are certainly other worthy candidates. Ayo Dosunmu certainly needs to be, in the discussion. And I guess Cade Cunningham, the year that he had at Oklahoma State, but I don't know. I mean, to me, the John R. Wooden Award presented by Wendy's is going to go to Luka Garza, and deservedly so, because he has had an incredible career at Iowa. By the way, NBA is on ESPN Radio tonight. Sixers, Bucks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Bob Wischusen in for the guys on Bart and Han. Real quick, let's squeeze in another call before the top of the hour. Looks like Anthony in the Bronx has been patient, and he joins us now on ESPN Radio. Bob Wischusen in for the guys. Hey, Anthony.
Mr. Wischusen, good to talk to you. Big fan of the voice and the way you call these Jet games.
Thanks.
I'm a big Jets fan. And I couldn't be less excited about what's gone on so far in this offseason. It just feels like it's a blind dog roaming around the desert. I don't find like there's any focus on what they're trying to do. You keep hearing the Deshaun Watson thing. I was watching ESPN earlier. There was a report. He said the 49ers and the Broncos, he has a full no-trade clause. So if he doesn't want to come to the Jets, they could offer him first-round picks until next decade. It makes no difference. He doesn't have to come here. So why don't we focus on what we have? Sam Darnold, why don't we surround him with some talent, some real talent? I heard the caller a few minutes ago say he's had talent around him. That's completely untrue. He's never had any real talent around him. He's never had a coach that's focused
that
on him.
I completely agree with. You're 100% right. Anthony, here's what I would say. They are not – hang on. Thanks for the call. They are not a blind dog heading around in the desert. They are being patient. That's what they're doing. They are doing their due diligence and investigating every single option. And they're not going to make a hasty decision. And by the way, one quick thought before we say goodbye on the Knicks. I did promise I was going to kind of squeeze this in. If you're a Knicks fan – again, I hate to preach patience, but like, what do you really expect out of this roster? Their bounce back last night, I thought, was an admirable effort in Philadelphia. I heard guys on 98.7, the local affiliate here in New York, angered that they lost the game last night. If it's about wins and losses for you right now with the Knicks, I don't think you're getting the job that Tom Thibodeau has done and what this roster is. That'll do it for me. I'll be back on Friday with Chris Canty on Bart and Han on ESPN Radio. Max Kellerman is coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for listening. Appreciate all the help on ESPN Radio today.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.